Pedro says on the text line, Vossi, can you please advise if there was a downturn in the candle business while you were gallivanting overseas?
No, very busy. Very busy. Oh, I'd like to be busier. A lot of people doing it tough in business at the moment, but that's for Tom Petrowski's business segment before 7 o'clock. This one, certainly no shortage of runs in the English cricket team. Sorry, that's a free hit. Cheers, Brad from Helensburg. Yeah, we've had that a few times. Poor old England against Pakistan.
Yeah, and this one, Rooster Man says, well, just Charlie Good Sir to work out the Denmark salaries. He's on it.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's on it.
That's a great idea already. Doesn't need to be told. That's initiative.
All right. So we'll give you the as close as we can to the dollar, the difference in salaries between Denmark and the Socceroos. Now, KFC Supercoach BBL is back at supercoach.com.au. We have Tim Williams, the KFC Supercoach BBL expert online. It's fine to really get serious. I mean, if you've been procrastinating for weeks, Tim is going to, you know, absolutely give you the good oil right now. Tim, welcome again to the program. Bargain buys to target this season. I've got pen at the ready. Fire away with a few names.
Yeah, g'day, Vossi. Brandy, thanks for having me back. We are honing in on the start to the Big Bash season, just about a couple of weeks away. So, boys, the cheapies are very, very important in nailing your early season crop of bargain buys. Allows you to spend up on your big guns like any other salary cap. So, the couple that I'm eyeing off early on, and this is based on a cheapie being sub-80k to start the season, is quick bowler Harry Conway at the Adelaide Strikers. He's starting at 70k. Now, he's got a little bit of competition for quick bowling spots there. There is some depth over at the Strikers, but if he's named to play in round one, which looks likely, he'll have a dream role, bowling at the death for the Strikers, the double game week. So lock him in if named to play round one. And then the other one there is Nick Larkin or Joe Burns. They're likely the beneficiaries at 62.5k due to the unfortunate freak injury to Glenn Maxwell. Either of them two are likely to get a top order spot over at the Melbourne Stars. So another team on that early double game week we spoke about earlier in the week. And whoever gets the number three or four spot there, I think you can lock them in as well.
Okay. Now, if you think you've got your cheapies down, Pat, who's your first player picked? Who's the gun?
Funnily enough, Brandy, it's probably on Supercoach, KFC Supercoach form, not the gun of the game, but Marcus Stoinis off the back of a really poor tournament in BBL 11 is priced at $83,000. So just over that cheapy range, as we define it, but really, really cheap. So he averaged 28.8 last season, but diving back into the records, in BBL 10, he averaged 52.5. BBL 9, 64.5. Go back to BBL 8, he averaged 97 points across 13 games. So the big Stoin coming off a pretty big T20 World Cup is dirt cheap and should essentially be in 100% of teams. So while not necessarily that top dollar gun, when we look at value, Stoin's your man.
Okay, so he's cheap.
That's done good. Well, Tim. As always, it is time to play Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. Head to supercoach.com.au and we'll keep the good information coming. Thanks, Tim.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.
Well done. This is Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. All your texts straight out of the news. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.